Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
New York City, glad to be with you on this Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Had a fine trip to New York City. Wonderful.
Was it death-defying?
It was not death-defying.
Yeah, we were talking off air. Is it as bad as you see it on the TV news?
I would say no, because what you see in the TV news is obviously happening.
Yeah.
And real,
yeah.
But we're also in a city of 8 million people.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's what's being focused on.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't doubt any of that's real, just that with 8 million people, your chances of, you know, I saw some homeless people that were strung out on drugs that were just flat out crazy, like you wouldn't want to go anywhere near them.
You can't use that word anymore.
Crazy?
You can't. That's one of the words from the, what is it, Michigan State University, the woke words.
Yeah, I can't. I'm sorry.
So now I use it even more.
I have to describe what I see.
Exactly.
Exactly how I see it. So I texted Jay and a few of our team because we were at the Yankee game on Sunday. And they have a deal where you can buy a pass to the game and then sit anywhere there's an empty seat. And with that comes a free beverage. And your free beverage is the choice of a water, a pop. And like the pop is literally like a little Dixie cup of soda, okay? And then a bottle of water or a beer. Well, which one are you going to pick?
Depends on what the beer brand is.
Well, the beer... was actually a Bud Light.
Yeah, they're trying to get that stuff out of there.
And it was a can of Bud Light.
Oh, a coddle. That's right, it was a coddle.
And I am a Bud Light drinker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Bud Light's been my beer of choice for as long as I can remember.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, nothing like a Bud Light draft, you know. I mean, can otherwise, but first choice is a Bud Light. But anyway, what I got a kick out of is it literally was nothing else. There was not like, do you want a Bud? Do you want a Miller? No. Do you want a Stella? Do you want a...
No, they're moving that stuff out of there, man.
Has to be. I don't know why else. That was the only beer that was free. Yeah,
they're like, we can't sell this, and that's prime real estate, Yankee Stadium for beer. You're not going to waste cooler space on a beer that's not moving. Just like John Rich got rid of all of it at the Redneck Riviera. He said, look, this is capitalism. I got a business. If I can't move this stuff... I'm not going to waste space on it.
And the news part of this is it's everywhere. Apology Light, front page of the New York Post. Crushed Bud exec's sorry excuse on Transad. Bud Light mea culpa. Apology is Bush League. I mean,
there was no apology. They quick pieced together this America is Great ad. We're all about America. Just apologize. Say, look, we screwed up. We tossed you all under the bus for 0.05% of the population. We're sorry. And we're sorry for what our VP said about you people. That's it. Just give an apology.
Well, to me, what's worse than anything is this corporate VP of marketing.
Yeah, her.
Saying that she wanted to transform Bud Light's brand. I'm a businesswoman. I had a really clear job to do when I took over Bud Light. She acts like she's a CEO.
Exactly.
Took over Bud Light. Lady, you're just a marketing person.
Right.
You're one of many. And it was, get a load of this. The brand is in decline. It's been in decline for a really long time. And if we do not attract young drinkers to come and drink this brand, there will be no future for Bud Light. And then goes on to say, we had this hangover.
Yep, here it comes.
I mean, Bud Light has been kind of a brand of fratty, kind of out-of-touch humor. And it was really important that we had another approach. That, more than anything, makes me mad.
Well, and that's also what ticked the Bud Light's customers off, was you just tossed us all in their bus and said we're a bunch of, you know, bratty, bad humor college, parting people. I mean, come on. Now, that beer, just like a lot of other beers, has been in decline, but it was still one of the top, if not the top-selling brand in the country. The reason it and other beers are in decline is because there's so many other options out there with all the craft beer companies coming out. That's why the brand was still doing well. this, how she was able to make this decision without going through, because now you're taking a brand that, and I'm not a Bud Light guy, I'm a Miller guy, but it's still, it's an American, it's an iconic American brand. And just like that, you're going to take and toss that in the garbage and jump into the culture wars? Come on, what do you think? And nobody at Anheuser-Busch said, well, wait a minute here. They brought this on themselves, and she still has a job.
Yeah, and the partnership with Dylan Mulvaney is still alive.
That's unbelievable.
Here's my question. And we have a busy program today. We're going to talk with former Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford about his new role in recruiting workforce for the oil industry in North Dakota, which is stunting the growth of the oil industry. Also, Jason Bohr will be here from the North Dakota Lignite Energy Council to talk about the economic impact in a new NDSU study. Brian Kronk, the money man, will be here as well. Right now, Jay Thomas of the Jay Thomas Show and Rides,
yeah, buddy,
to answer this question.
Oh, boy. And I don't know what. I told Scott, I said, don't tell me what you want to ask me. Just hit me cold, brother.
Yes.
All right.
Would something like this cause you to not drink your favorite beer?
Boy, this was the first topic I had on this in my program. I have never, and I racked my brain, I have never, that I can think of, ever boycotted a product, and I'll tell you why. There's products that have ticked me off, but I am to the belief that, okay, you boycott a product. Here's a prime example. How many people boycotted and canceled Mike Lindell, okay, over his views on election and stuff, whatever. The point is,
not many. If they did, it increased a lot of his business.
Well, the point is, all you're doing is you're hurting those hardworking employees. Okay, so now you have distributors in this country that are worried, the small distributors, because Bud Light was one of their top, so that they depended on that money coming in from Bud Light, now that they can't move that product. Now they're worrying about, okay, what am I? How long is this going to last? What about my employees? How am I going to cover payroll, rent, everything else? That's why I'm not a big, sure, call a company out, definitely. Bud Light, I've been calling them out since this thing came out. But boycott it, Scott, if it was Miller?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't think I would. I mean, I'd be ticked off. I'm like, really? And how many of the people that are boycotting Bud Light, true Bud Light drinkers, that are boycotting it, when they're home by themselves, they're hanging out in the garage, polishing up the old ride or the scooter, whatever they're doing, or that don't have the Bud Light in the garage still. It's what surprises me is the legs it has grown, and I think it's grown the legs it has, is because of who they teamed up with. This dude, and he is a dude, it's not a woman, you're not a woman, you're a guy. The guy is a pervert. You see these videos of him floating around asking parents to have their kids come swim with him. The guy has taken all the hard work that women have done for years and is basically just laughed at it and tossed it away.
And because he has a huge social media following, then this, you know, BP,
yep,
marketing goes, well, we could get those followers to drink.
Oh, exactly.
Like, you know.
And play tags and Nike sports bras. I mean, what a slap in the face to women. And I said this on my show the other day, and I firmly believe it. I honestly do not believe that this Dylan is a transsexual. I think this is a scam. I think that this guy sat down, saw how hard this transgender thing is being pushed on people, and went, you know what? Why don't I just go absolutely bonkers and look at and act as feminine and as weird as possible? Watch all the followers I'll get on social media, because once you get that, then the money rolls in and going, boy, you know what? I'll get endorsements. I'll get loved. I mean, wasn't he the one that Drew Barrymore bowed down to on her show, I believe? I mean, I think that this guy is a 100% scam artist, and this gal at Budweiser, Playtex, all these other companies are all falling for this. I bet if you snuck up on this guy when he's not in front of the camera, he's just a regular old scrawny little dude laughing his butt off, rolling the money.
Back to
just
the
like the teacher up in Canada got busted that said he had the big, what, Z boobs, and he got busted off camera without them on. No,
yeah, only warm for the classroom.
Exactly. When the whole time he claimed, no, this is a problem. Yeah. This guy is a phony.
Okay, I think you're making some very good points there. Back to the boycott question.
Yeah.
And this is for the audience as well. I mean, is a decision like this something you are willing to boycott? I'm kind of like Jay, and I'm a Bud Light drinker, that, you know, actually, when I had it at the game,
yeah,
I'm like kind of half embarrassed that I don't know anybody else in Yankee Stadium other than my wife.
And you were,
I'm like, oh, I really shouldn't be drinking this. I mean,
but were people taking the offer up?
I didn't really pay attention. Okay. But, I mean, when it's free with this pass, I'm sure they were.
But that's amazing. But if it's free, it's a whole different story.
I'm kind of like you on the boycott thing to say, you know what, I'm not going to play the game. But, no. Jay, we're never going to affect behavior of the companies we patronize mm-hmm. if you don't. If you got to make a statement, otherwise they're going to continue to do it.
You do, but I think again, when it comes to this boycott, I don't even think it has anything to do with the fact that they went with somebody that's transgender. It's who they went with.
Who they went with and how they threw us under the bus.
Exactly.
Yeah, that I don't like at all. Question, to boycott or not to boycott? Bud Light, your take, 701-271-1100. More after this one. What's on your mind?
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a Hot Spring Spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thursday, we're going to be live at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, and it's time to officially kick off the summer season.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I hope.
Yes.
I hope.
And all the fun that comes with it, they're going to do their pool school. They have a whole host of activities happening this week already. Check it out at Hot Springs 2 and Pool Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. .com, and Jay Thomas will be live there.
Be out there for free food on the Big Green Egg.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly known as the Meat Jesus. Jason, used to own Meats by John Wayne, now owns Breadsmith, and we officially crowned his new name. He is now Dr. Doe. He will be out there. Breadsmith, a lot of people don't know this, they make pizza dough if you want to make homemade pizzas. So he's going to bring that out there and have homemade pizzas out there on the Big Green Egg along with some other good stuff.
So we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and encourage you to come on out, take advantage of all the fun that's going on. A lot of great savings as well at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. So good reasons to come see us. And we'll be broadcasting live on Thursday. So snow's melting, right?
Well, it is, but snow after Thursday.
Yeah, although Wysocki tells us, the chief meteorologist around here, that it's not going to last all that long.
No, it'll go quick.
Yeah.
So it'll go quick.
Just
add, get my pool open, man.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So we'll see you. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Thursday, live. Jay Thomas Show, Scott Hannon Show. What's on your mind right here? James and Cavalier, what do you think about Bud Light?
Well, I drank Bud Light. I switched to Bud Light in 2008. I drank Budweiser before. And if that little dude walks through my door right now, I'd give him a big hug, because now I'm back on the Budweiser, and I don't know why I ever left Budweiser. And another thing is, we're men. What are we drinking light beer for anyways? It's just a few more calories in a regular beer. If you work a little harder, don't worry about them calories.
Well,
but, my kudos to him for getting me back on the Budweiser. I have never been happier.
So for you, it's not about, because Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch has so many brands under its umbrella. For you, it's not about everything they make. It's just about that one product.
Exactly. I never drink another Bud Light again. Plus, I mean, there's no difference in taste. Come on, you guys. Try a Bud Light. Try a Budweiser. You'll get on the Budweiser bandwagon.
Hey, man up and try a Miller High Life. Now, we refer to them as Miller J Lifes.
I would disagree, though. I think it does taste a little bit different. But, I mean, like I say, I'm not a big beer drinker. I mean, you know, I mean, weekends, one here or there. And
yeah, me either.
Yeah. Good one. But I love Bud Light. I do. So this is like giving up something. But what I really worry about is if you don't send a message that they can see on the bottom line, that, you know, they're just going to continue to crap on us.
Well, hopefully other companies are looking at this and going, okay,
we do
not want to go down the road that Anheuser-Busch is going down right now.
Well, and the CEO said, we never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. Well, what did you think?
What did you think was going to happen when you put that?
You got Miss Genius throwing us under the bus. They're the VP of marketing. Craig and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Good morning.
Morning.
Are you there?
We are, yep.
Okay. You know, I switched to Bud. I switched to Bud over 20 years ago from Miller Lite. And, you know, this whole trans thing, when it comes to children, I don't like this movement. And to me, it's Bud Light. It's all the same company. And, I had an opportunity to have at a local watering hole the other day a couple of Bud Lights like I would have. I didn't. I had Miller Light. They don't need to do a lot to get me back. Say we screwed up. So far, the little apology was nothing. Say we are not for little kids getting transformed. Do something. I want to go back to these guys. I don't want them to get hurt, but I have to take a stand somewhere. Nobody else will listen to me if I say, don't change your kids at 13.
This is what I mean by a boycott. Because if more people do what Craig is doing, it will be noticed on their bottom line, and then they probably will make a change.
But
right?
but you're preaching that, but you're like me. You've never boycotted anything. And the reason I don't boycott is because, again, I don't want the hardworking men and women that had nothing to do with this. You'll get hurt when it comes to their paycheck or having a job. But
you force the company.
But this had to be done.
Yeah.
It had to be. And you're right, Craig. If Anheuser-Busch would just simply come out instead of dancing around it, throwing up a quick "We Love America" commercial, just say, "Look, we apologize.
We apologize for taking tens of millions of our customers, past, current, and future, and tossing them under the bus. We apologize for that.
Now,
and we will make good on that. We will stay out of this stuff. Scott and I were talking off air. Remember a few years back when Bud Light, Budweiser, they did the rainbow cans. Nobody said squat about that. But that was back when this stuff wasn't being jammed down our throats, and there wasn't a face on the can or an actual person who millions of people have seen and know what this person's about. And at that time, too, Budweiser didn't toss their people, being their customers, under the bus and make them sound like a bunch of buffoons.
That there's the point that gets me. When she said what she said, that's why I need an apology now. The can thing, I could have probably forgotten that. But what she basically told us, we're a bunch of rubes, that I can't get over.
I'm with you, Craig. I am as well. If you're Budweiser, you have to Anheuser-Busch. You have to be right now thinking, we need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the thing that would bring most people back is to sever the relationship with Dylan Mulvaney.
Immediately.
What would that prompt?
That by itself wouldn't be enough. Like Craig said, is small as it may sound to some people, when you're dedicated to a product, you spend your hard-earned money on that product, and you're loyal to that product, and that product turns around and basically craps on you, you need to apologize
for
that.
I get it. But I'm saying, so everything they're looking at a whiteboard right now, to say, to get the Bud Light folks back, here's what we have to do.
He's gone. Apologize.
What's going to come on the other side of that? Is there going to be like a trans mob that are going to,
of course there's going to be.
It would fade fast.
It would fade real fast. It would come and go.
Cost a lot of, you know.
No. I actually give everybody in America that's of age a free Bud Light.
Jeff Left wants to weigh in on this.
I was at the gun show Friday at the West Fargo hockey gun raffle.
Did you win any?
I didn't win a thing.
Ah, you're like me, Sam.
But I want to tell you, it was a lot of people were talking about this issue at the gun show. So you could go get a beer, but in the back against the wall was a huge case of Bud Light. Not one person had one, but they were all drinking Busch Light.
Yeah.
And one of the guys said there that, well, Anheuser-Busch owns that too.
But, hey, they own a lot of things, right? I mean, Cutwater and Dasani water. And
But nobody in the place grabbed a Bud Light. Yeah. Every gun lover said, no way.
Yeah, it's not so much the company. They're upset with the company, but it's that specific brand that the company owns. And there's a lot of customers when it comes to Bud Light. Get rid of this Dylan character and apologize.
Sincerely,
yes,
apologize.
Yeah. Exactly.
And we'll know it when we see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Jay Thomas.
You got it, brother.
Jay will be on 2 to 5 on WDAY later today. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will deliver remarks on actions to help families access care, support care workers and family caregivers, and strengthen the economy. This will take place in the Rose Garden at 2 p.m. Eastern. It is tax day in America. Most Americans will be required to have your taxes done and on the way to the IRS before midnight. Skip Kelly has some stress relief for you if you can't complete the task in time.
The bad news is today your taxes are due. But if you haven't even started or you're not done yet, there is good news. If you're in a crunch, you need to file for an extension. The key thing to keep in mind is to file your extension today. If you file for an extension, you need to file Form 4868 on IRS.gov, which will give you an automatic extension for 6 more months. And the best news is that the IRS doesn't even ask for a reason to file your tax extension.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
That has been around for over 100 years. That's right. 1908 is when it all began. H.A. Thompson & Sons remains a family business to this day. And if you are a bottom line kind of person, where you're watching that bottom line and always worried about, you know, prices going up or whatever's happening, and you want a little bit of certainty to know that you're going to have one price there enough to worry about piece of equipment breaking down the road and you have to replace that, then your budget's all off. You want that one number that's just always there. Link Service is the way to go. H.A. Thompson & Sons does the maintenance for over several hundred companies and buildings. They do assembly lines. They do the air conditioning units, the boilers. They do all of that. H.A. Thompson & Sons, HATandSons.com to find out more about Link Service. Check that out. You'll like it. Brent Sanford, former Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, and now part of an effort to recruit workforce for the oil patch in North Dakota, which is such a critical need, obviously, for every industry right now. But when you think about an industry that provides so much to the taxpayers, touches every corner of North Dakota, it is critical. And many companies out there say, look, I can't hire the people I need, therefore I can't increase production. So it is something that's important not only for commerce in North Dakota, but also for the taxpayers of North Dakota. Brent, welcome back. How are you?
Good to hear from you. How was your trip to New York City? Sounds like it was great. A little Bud Light adventure. New York Yankees.
Yeah, as a dad of a daughter that lives a long ways away, you know what it's like to go see your daughters that you worry about all the time. So I got one in Phoenix and I got one in New York City, and we hadn't seen Hannah since, I guess, Christmas. So it was fun to get out there and see her and see where she's living and working and all of that. So it was good fun. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, so I've been having quite a winter. People ask me, what have you been doing? And, you know, they're expecting to maybe hear something. But I've got a couple of different consulting projects going on. And the one the one you asked me to come on and talk about today has been an interesting one, a really steep learning curve, trying to figure out employment in the Bakken. And, you know, what can we do besides just trying to poach employees and steal employees from other employers and in other states? And I tell you what, a lot of our big employers in Fargo and in the state, manufacturers have figured out that legal immigration is one of the ways to get more bodies here, to get more human beings here in the state. And it's not just the state, it's the entire country. And, you know, part of it is our workforce will not work these jobs. We have a safety net that is set up to the point where there are people choosing not to come back to work. We're down 10,000 people in the oil field workforce from pre-COVID. 10,000. They've not come back for whatever reason. And, you know, guess what? These other countries where refugees are coming from, they don't have a safety net. There's a work ethic. Just like our grandparents and great grandparents when they came and settled North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, the Midwest. I mean, our great-grandparents were starving, and they were looking for an opportunity, and that's a similar type of folks that we're trying to figure out how to get some of them here, and it's tremendously, tremendously complicated. And what you find out is in the United States, there's a very bad job, this is no surprise, a very bad job at legal immigration. And we spend most of our time being mad about illegal immigration, which is you can't deny it. We do a really messy job on the southern border and turns out the northern border on stopping illegal immigration, also on tracking student visas and such once people get into the country. So the program we're looking at, United for Ukraine, would not be this case. And this is something that's very specific. Workers can come in and go to work immediately, which is not the case in other legal immigration and refugee status type situations. They can go to work right away. They've already served their country. They've already either been a soldier on the front lines, or else the government is saying if they have three children or more, they don't want them to serve. They want them to be able to be available for rebuilding the country someday if possible. And so if you've got over three kids or you've already served, these refugees are not required to go back and serve. The Ukrainian army is strong. They've got 1.7 million. They've got 700,000 active, 1 million in reserve. And so that's been a big concern we've heard just from the get-go, is are we taking away people that should be fighting against the Russians instead of the United States? Well, their army's strong. These are folks that are now refugees looking for a place to be able to work, make a living, provide some income for their families. And it looks like with the reception we've had out west and with the Tribal Council employers that there's going to be some willingness here to try it. So we're excited to get moving. We've got some sponsors on board, which you need to have first, and then some employers ready to give it a go. So it's been an exciting time.
Brent Sanford is with us, leading an effort called GROW, Global Recruitment of Oilfield Workers Program, to get the Bakken to grow with these workers. Aaron in Castleton has a question. Others welcome, by the way, at 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Go ahead, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Brent. I apologize. I just turned the program on. But I spend the winters in the Philippines, and I've got lots of friends over there that are just scraping by and would love a job. Is this GROW program going to somehow help or get around the clogged-up federal immigration system?
Yeah, thanks for the question. What we're finding is it's even more of a quagmire than you can imagine. And so what's happened now, and I've got friends from the Philippines too, if people remember back in the 10, 12, 15 years ago when the population was coming into Watford City, the hospital was completely unable to hire lab technicians and found a way
to
bring over folks that were lab technicians to work in. And so these folks became friends of our family, and the great travesty in all this was that the husbands could not work for 7 years as they were sitting in America. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. It makes as little sense as us not allowing Canadians to come across the border and work. It's just terrible policy. And so we're not going to be able to solve that yet, but I tell you what, I hope we bring more awareness to the issue that our country is terrible at legal immigration. It's legal, the folks that we actually have agreements with the other countries that want to come that have already been vetted. We can't seem to figure that out. And so this case, it's the fact that our federal government is allowing, because of the war in the Ukraine, immediate ability to work. So with their I-94 paperwork, they can work immediately and not have to wait for their employment authorization. And so the employment authorization usually takes months. And so then you have to get so much nonprofit and governmental work in place to help people for a few months to get their feet on the ground. Whereas with United for Ukraine, they can come in and work immediately and start earning income right away. And they shouldn't need the safety nets. This is something where it's a private sector solution. And without the need for the government, we just have to get the government out of the way and let the folks come and then do the paperwork and then
exactly. They
can go work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's only with Ukraine refugees, correct?
Right now. And so we've heard there might be some changes happening quickly in other treaty countries. And so these are terms I'm just learning, and Tribe Council is learning them with me, is Colombia, Venezuela, Nicaragua, I believe, Haiti. There's other countries that are treaty countries where they can get authorization or they can get permits coming to be approved to come to the country, but then they have to wait 2 months once they get here to get their employment authorization. If they could tighten up the backlog on that and just let them work, then we would be able to go immediately into these other countries. And so you think about Colombia and Venezuela have petroleum engineers and have people that have been working in the oil industry. That the Bakken Grow program, the Petroleum Council, would be head over heels to be able to bring in folks that already have experience to come in and work right away. But right now there's a 2 month wait. So one of the paths of least resistance is this Ukrainian program. And so people have asked why only this one, why not others? And it's all because of red tape.
Well, yeah, and you'll never unclog the drain in Washington, D.C. The Democrats, Republicans will never get along. And it's been years we've been bringing awareness, and it's just not going to happen. My friends in the Philippines are the hardest working, most honest people, and America loving people, but they're stuck.
Aaron, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Bill in Fargo, you're next for Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go ahead.
I couldn't hear my name. Is it Bill?
Yes, Bill, you're up.
Hey, so my only problem with this, I actually work in the oil fields. My only problem with this is it seems like there's been kind of some disparaging remarks made toward Americans. I'm sure that's not intentional, but the talk about the work ethic that Americans used to have and the safety net that these other countries don't have and that we have. And I would like to see something more focused in, individual American cities or towns or what have you, rather than reaching all the way across to Ukraine. This seems to me like it's more of a political ploy just to, help out Ukraine more, and I feel like we've probably done that enough.
Thank you for your comments, and that's the next phase of this will be called secondary recruiting, and so that's actually to do exactly as you're saying. Why not try again? There was recruiting efforts in 2007, 8, 9, 10, when the Bakken was picking up, and then all of a sudden, with the global financial crisis, there was unemployment everywhere, and then the word got out. And people came into Western North Dakota in prolific numbers. But I apologize for generalizing, but I mean, people ask, why, what are we seeing? What's happening? Well, we're getting comments from the employers that people don't want to work overtime. People don't want to come back to work. They've got handouts from the government and they can't go back to work, et cetera. Well, that I apologize. That's probably me being overly political to the other side from my previous job. But overall, what we're finding is that people will not apply and come and work at these jobs in Western North Dakota. And there's a lot of reasons for it. Lack of population is one, but also there's not the ability or the need or the reasoning that they had 10, 12 years ago to move from other parts of the country into that part of the Western North Dakota to work in the jobs. And so trying to get more activity, the second part of this will be called secondary recruiting. And that is actually going back into some of the larger cities, pointing out some folks that may be underemployed and interested in this type of income potential. Even if it's to work 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, there's actually more housing available than there used to be. So, it's going to be more robust and have trying to figure out where workers are at with boots on the ground that are already in the country as well. So,
Bill,
thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Bill. And glad you're living in Fargo and working in the oil patch. Use some more of that, too. 271-1100 to call us, 237-1590 to text us. More after this.
Bad news is everywhere, but there is something you can do about it. Buy from a company that believes what you and I believe.
we need to stick together, now more than ever. And there's one company that's been willing to stand with you since 2012. That's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. The folks, they use the same towers as all the major carriers, so they can bring you broad nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget of Patriot Mobile, too, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes everything super easy. Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, our veteran and first responder heroes, too. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts. And you get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY right now. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY, PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY, or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. This April, buy a hot spring spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Taking a moment here to decide what would be best for lunch today. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Meatloaf is on the list. Or taco hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Scallop potatoes and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. pulled pork in Glendon or the meatball sub on 45th Street in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. Continuing our chat with former Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, who's leading up now an effort for a global recruitment of oil field workers for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Before the break, a caller called and just said, you know, I forget the exact language, but essentially don't diss the American workforce as you recruit other workforce. When I talk to an oil company these days, they say, we grow and therefore do more production if we had more people. But the jobs are posted and they aren't there. You also hear about people who only way they hire somebody is if they come from a different company and it's the same pool of people. So, I mean, the jobs are open. They're not being filled. That would lead me to believe that either there's not enough workers or the current workforce doesn't want to do these jobs. But if they did, it would just open up another job in another part of the state. Am I right?
We're in a full employment type status for our country with 2 to 3% unemployment. That's really just the minimal amount for folks that are in between jobs, right? And so then if you're at full employment, you don't have the people flooding here like that came here in 2009, 10, 11, 12, when there was 10% unemployment nationwide. There were a lot of people that were hungry for work, and it was like refugees from other states coming into Western North Dakota. It was incredible. And so at 3% unemployment, we're at full employment. So you're really just kind of fighting over the same folks. And so the need of having more workers injected into the system is real, and that would be a consensus from anyone trying to hire and from more employers. And so what that entails is for debate, whether it's recruiting people from other states or actually looking at legal immigration as maybe one of those solutions. And so the Triumph Council is ready to do all the above and just try to do legal immigration better, because if you have a phone call among large companies that are operating in Western North Dakota, who's doing this now? The hands don't go up. I mean, they're not trying because it's very complicated and difficult. And so we're trying to assist with that and see if we can bring 300, 400, 500 people in and see if it works.
Texter says, regarding these oil field jobs, are rooms included for these refugees?
What's happening is as you visit with the employers, whatever they're doing customarily now, they're going to continue. So if you're bringing in a crew of 5 people today, and you put them up in a hotel, provide food and lodging and then transportation to work and FR clothes and boots and training and put them to work immediately day one and then payroll deduct back for the cost of housing, you know, it's going to be the same as what's happening with their current situation. So every employer is a little bit different, but the ones that are in that type of situation where it's for the beginning laborer type jobs and they're used to bringing people in and, you know, getting the housing ready to go, the food, the clothing, the FR clothing, the boots, everything, training, then that'll be the same way that this would be handled.
There is a firm in Alaska, I understand, that is doing immigrant recruiting where they've done a version of this to recruit workforce from Ukraine. What do we know about their success?
So they've brought in thousands of people in the first iteration of this program that was from February 22 till February of 2023. And the United for Ukraine is the continuation. This is now a 2-year permit program that started basically last month. And but the first iteration of it has brought in 100 and some thousand people into the country. I believe we're up to like 140,000 Ukrainians into the United States. And what's happened in Alaska is it's hard to hire positions. Again, not enough population up there, and gets very busy in the fishing season and very busy on the North Slope. And they're used to doing legal immigration on the North Slope. So this is just one more attempt at this. And again, it's easier to do than H-2B visas and the seasonal visas like we have for agriculture already. You know, people that are working on the farms from South Africa, those are H-2A. This is an easier and not as costly program, and they can actually work right away. 30 to 45 days to get the permit to come across, and then they can work immediately. They have a Ukrainian driver's license, they can get a driver's license. So this is just a lot more pragmatic, and it's working in Alaska today. And we've visited a few of those employers, and they're pleased. they're pleased with the quality of worker and how it's working out for them.
Fascinating. Well, Brent, appreciate the update on the effort, and we'll continue to follow. What kind of timeline are you looking at here?
Trying to have the immediate goal that Trent Council is speaking of is to have 25 folks on the ground here within June, and that should be pretty easy to attain. We've got a lot more interest in that, and we've got more sponsors lined up that could handle. Basically, if you get a U.S. citizen to sponsor refugees, they could sponsor 3 to 5 people. And so we have enough sponsors to bring more than 25, you know, but the ultimate goals are to do 100 by, you know, within the summer and 3 or 4.
Sounds like a good start. Perfect. Brent Sanford, thank you for the update. Love it.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99 now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot sauce, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. IGOG sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.